The rise of pilgrimages to Compostela, the city's growth and its importance, along with the political and social motives to consolidate Santiago as a see, led to the construction of a great cathedral. Its works began around 1075 with the alliance of Bishop Diego Peláez and King Alfonso VI, and an agreement with the Ante Altares monks to cede adjoining land to the old Basilica of Alfonso III. The 1077 Concord of Ante Altares, present in the exhibition through a 15th century notarial copy, the original is lost, alongside a Roman funerary plaque and its marble support, now in the Museo de Arte Sacro of the Monastery of San Pau de Ante Altares, which likely formed the first apostolic altar of Compostela. Also related to this, originally housed in the Ante Altares until a century ago, are three marble columns with apostle images. Two are in the National Archaeological Museum and one in Harvard, of which reproductions made in the early 20th century, preserved by the Real Sociedad Económica de Amigos del País de Santiago, are displayed. The 12th century began with the arrival of Diego Gelmídez to the Santiago See, a key figure in the cathedral's and Galicia's history, who oversaw the cathedral's construction under a new artistic vision with foreign masters, making Compostela a major cultural and spiritual centre of the time. Gelmídez completed a new major chapel over the apostolic tomb, decorated with a silver frontal, a drawing of which was made in the 17th century by Canon Bega and Verdugo, and also the monumental facades of the transept with a unitary iconographic program to culminate in the western facade. Testimony of this period is the large granite plaque of Christ in Majesty, once located atop the treasure facade, whose original location is uncertain. The piece stands out for its high relief, especially visible in Christ's body and the folds of his robe and mantle, creating deep chiaroscuro effects. His long mottled hair, beard and moustache turned upward, with excavated pupils in his eyes, align with the style of the so-called Master of Betrayal. Possibly related to these workshops is the relief of the Baptism of Christ from Montefaro, now in the National Archaeological Museum, exceptionally brought to Santiago to dialogue with the cathedral's Gelmírezian pieces. It shows the Baptism of Christ by John the Baptist, with the Holy Spirit descending in the upper right. Some differences in the scene compared to Western representation suggest Eastern influences, such as the Baptist's priestly garb instead of camel hair, the wavy and ascending lines of the Jordan River, typical of Byzantine art, and the hand gesture of Jesus, reminiscent of Eastern blessing depictions. Throughout the project, which lasted until 1211, with the cathedral's consecration ceremony, Master Mateo solved structural issues, completing the western end with the crypt supporting the Portico de la Gloria, initially open through an exterior facade replaced by the current Obradoiro facade in the mid-18th century. He also completed the cathedral's ceremonial uses with a monumental polychromed granite choir and other interior and exterior works, including the stone image of Santiago seated, presiding over the high altar since then. Two high-relief plaques, likely from the vanished exterior facade of the Portico della Gloria, were identified as Old Testament figures, probably from its jambs. Since the 1950s, these plaques belong to the Pontevedra Museum. Both figures are sculpted, standing, turning their heads right, with long hair falling backward. One has a short, bushy beard. The other has a long, braided beard, stroking it with his right hand. Both hold scrolls, partly unrolled and broken at the lower end. They wear tunics with many folds, hiding most of their anatomy, and are barefoot. Master Matteo's intervention and the cathedral's consecration on April the 21st, 1211, marked the completion of the Compostelan Cathedral. Though construction never ceased on a complex now, a compendium of artists and styles, always focused on welcoming pilgrims and apostolic worship.